Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, Wednesday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Twitter handle at stevejonespsu, and our email address, stevejones@wkok.com. Sean Carey here, and Steve Jones will be there in just a few in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And despite a pretty good shooting second half last night, Bucknell losing on the road at Northeastern. We'll hear from head coach Nathan Davis. He'll check in at 3:35. The Bison student athletes will now dial in, focus in on their final exams in the fall term. The next time they'll be on the court will be a week from Saturday the 16th at VCU. Next home game for Bucknell will be Friday the 22nd against LaSalle at Soica. And then the week after that, Friday the 29th, we'll start Patriot League play with Bucknell and American. And, of course, you can hear all those games on Eagle 107 at 107.3. And on our WKOK app, just tap Eagle 107 for the play-by-play. And, by the way, you will also be able to hear through the WKOK app, and, of course, on the radio, too, the Fiesta Bowl, Penn State, Washington, Saturday, December 30th. Be a 2:30 airtime. And 4 p.m. kick from Glendale, Arizona, with, of course, Steve, Jack, Derek, and Roger on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Plenty of Penn State conversation between now and then, for sure. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles stayed on the West Coast following the loss to Seattle on Sunday night. They decided to stay on the Pacific Coast, cruise down to California. But now they're dealing with very terrible wildfires in California. And that has actually modified and I think even wiped out the Los Angeles Rams practice today. We were able to get in touch with Rich Hammond. He's a Los Angeles Rams beat writer for the Orange County Register and Los Angeles Daily News. He's going to join us tomorrow on the show. So we'll get the Rams perspective leading into the ball game on Sunday with Philadelphia, which you'll be able to hear on Eagle 107. Airtime will be at 3, and the legendary Merrill Reese will have the call with Mike Quick and Howard Eskin at 4:05 from the Coliseum. So as we mentioned, Nathan Davis will join us in a few, and we mentioned here on the show yesterday, and we are looking forward to the return of Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney, scheduled to join us on Friday. And, of course, we always wrap up the week
with picks.
And looky now, Lou, who's sitting solo in first place. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know that's the bottom rung on your priority list, but out of the pit of misery to the penthouse.
I actually like it better when Kevin's in first. I do. You know, he puts a lot of work into it.
He does. He does. When I saw that binder with that wealth of information sitting in the back seat of his car in the parking lot at Megan's wedding reception, it's like he's got the book, he's got the gospel right there.
Mm. All the info. Wow. No, he's well informed.
He sure is.
I've been trying to tell everybody that.
No. You weren't blowing smoke.
No.
Tried and true.
He knows what he's talking about.
He does.
Saquon Barkley won the Horny Award.
As predicted by you.
I don't think it really took an expert in the field to figure out he deserved it. It's pretty obvious. With everything he does this year, that he deserves it. Now, I think, it's only my opinion, I think he's going to get the Maxwell Award tomorrow night as the top player. In the last three Maxwells have also won the Heisman. But since 2000, until that three-year run, the previous 12, only two had won the Heisman. So it's been a split deal, including, for example, Larry Johnson. He won it in 2002, and he was not the Heisman winner. So I think he's going to win it. I think he's going to win the Maxwell as the top player in the country. Well, it's not the Heisman, but after a while, there's so many of these things now. Like, I don't care. I want him to. He deserves something.
I've seen a lot of Penn State fans posting stuff on social media here within the last 48 hours when the word came down that he did not get the official invitation to physically be in the Downtown Athletic Club on Saturday night. That just turned a lot of people off when it comes to the Heisman Trophy in general. But, to each his own.
I mean, look, when it comes to the Heisman, I know it's a big deal. I grew up in it being a big deal. Like, wow, the Heisman Trophy winner. But as time is gone, I've been like, okay. When the pros when they draft give you good ideas to who's really valuable and who's not. But that's coming up Thursday. And I want him to win it. He'd be the eighth Penn State player to win it, which would be a record. Right now, Penn State's tied with Notre Dame with 7. So go for it. And then Mike Kosicki's up for the Mackey Award. So, it's all coming up tomorrow night. In Atlanta, no less. All right, Nathan Davis coming up today. We'll talk about Bucknell basketball. So that's coming up today. Andrew Callahan, 24/7 Sports, will talk Penn State football today. Roxy Bergstein from the Pac-12 Networks will be on the show tomorrow. Jim Delaney on Friday. Jim Delaney and my brother on Friday, but not at the same time.
Or necessarily in that order. Oh, okay, they are in order since we always...
Oh, it is in that order.
It is.
He goes last.
That's right. Brother goes last.
I've had several requests about having the suit on the show, but they've all come from the same email.
Paper trail. Email trail.
Well, he's going to be on next week.
Week from Friday.
Is he sure he can do it?
I'll double check. I actually haven't even asked him yet. I talked to him actually before our show started, but it was about some other stuff I had to get squared away. I'm taking care of some work for someone else who's on vacation this week, and I had to run something past Kevin. It was a technical thing. He was able to help me.
How much did it cost you?
I'll let you know.
I'm all about cash.
Or lunch.
Same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so, I guess, let's see. So we'll find out about Barkley tomorrow night. I got to go through the bowl gifts. People love the bowl gifts when we run that down. And that's a lot of fun. So what we'll do is we'll take a break, come back, we'll run down the bowl gifts. Remember, the limit is $550 per player. That's the limit. So that's why it has to fit into this realm. So we'll come back, we'll tell you about the bowl gifts at each bowl in a moment. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. have you with us. All right, let's talk bowl swag here. And as you know, I don't do things the conventional way around when it comes to radio, because I think a lot of the conventional stuff is BS, and that's why we don't do it. So instead of saving the Penn State one for last, which is what they want you to do, that's not what you, the listener, want. So that's why I'm going to put them first and then give it to you last again.
Well, the funny part, when the bowl announcement came down Sunday afternoon, as soon as I saw that sponsor name in front of Fiesta Bowl, I was like, oh, man. It's like Christmas came early for a lot of the players that love that stuff.
Well, the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl does include a PlayStation PS4 Pro. But they also get, along with it, a Fossil watch and an OGO backpack. Remember, the limit is $550. That's the limit. So that's the Penn State one. We'll, you know, if you missed it, we'll give it to you again later. Gildan New Mexico Bowl. You get a gift suite, Oakley sunglasses, Oakley 5-speed backpack, lit tumbler, beanie, Gildan Stadium blanket, a cap, and a fidget spinner. So in other words, they got to $536, and they said, well, what can we get for the last 14?
$14 for a fidget spinner.
They bought 14, yeah. All these fidget spinners.
So you could get two of them for $14.
Okay. Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl. They all get a lawnmower. No, I'm just kidding.
$550 worth of Gasparillas.
Gift suite, Oakley backpack, and a neck pillow. Now, you're going to hear the words gift suite a lot. That allows the players to go online, and from a series of gifts, they can craft their own gift package, okay? So that's how they can do it. And there's a dollar amount attached to it. The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, gift suite, and a Fossil watch. AutoNation Cure Bowl, watch, backpack, warm-up suit pants, along with a jacket, dry fit long sleeve shirt, and also a hat. The Bahamas Bowl, you get a gift suite, Oakley sunglasses, surprising, Under Armour backpack, and a beanie. Las Vegas Bowl, gift suite, Oakley backpack, along with a tag, a hat, Rock'em socks, and a beanie. And also chips over at Caesars. No, I'm just kidding. The Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl. Everybody gets a pie. No.
Gotta love the name of that bowl.
I'd hate to be saying that all night. Online gift suite and an assortment of bowl-branded items from the dollar. And then the Dollar General Bowl has the Amazon Echo. That's kind of cool.
Now we're talking. I wonder if that's the brand new one, because they've revamped some of the Echoes. They have a new one called the Echo Show that has a video screen. And actually, I just got one like a week ago, and it is really cool. It has like dual Dolby speakers in it. It's really sweet.
Well, it doesn't say. It just says Amazon Echo from the Dollar General Bowl.
Yeah, they now have a second, third generation Echo out where they improve the speakers to them. Yeah. Great product.
Maui Jim sunglasses, Timely Watch Company, a watch, and a Wilson football. Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, you got a B-52. No, a gift suite. Okay, that's a gift suite. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl, gift suite, Oakley sunglasses, Under Armour backpack, and a beanie. Birmingham Bowl, gift suite, Oakley sunglasses, beanie, a big game football, and a ticket to leave Birmingham. No. Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, gift suite, watch, OGO backpack, and a beanie. The Hawaii Bowl, you get an electronics gift suite, Oakley backpack and sunglasses, Tory Richard Aloha shirt, beach towel, pro athletic surf trunks, and a performance t-shirt. The Raycom Camellia Bowl, gift suite, Fossil watch, beanie, OGO duffel bag, big game autograph football. The Frisco Bowl in Frisco, Texas, you get a gift suite. Foster Farms Bowl, you get a Fossil watch, a Sony extra bass noise canceling headphone set. Let's see what else. Hold on a second here.
Noise canceling headphones. That's really that's a nice little upgrade.
Timbuktu backpack, a coin, $25 Apple iTunes gift card from the Foster Farms Bowl. Belk Bowl, you get a shopping trip to the Belk department store, plus you get a Fossil watch. AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Bass Pro Shop, Shopping Trip, Boulevard, Caravelle Watch, Nike Athletic Shoes, Sports Sandals, a backpack, and also a football. The Quick Lane Bowl, $175 Best Buy gift card, JBL Bluetooth headphones, life-size fathead decal for each participant of his likeness. OGO backpack, a tag, mini helmet, hoodie, workout shorts, winter hat, and a vintage football. Camping World Bowl, $400 Best Buy player shopping trip, and Timely Watch Company watch. The Valero Alamo Bowl, an Amazon Echo. It's an Amazon Echo Show, which you were just talking about.
Nice.
Amazon Echo Show, $175 Amazon gift card, Fossil watch, mini helmet, Rock'em socks, and team panoramic photo. Tax Slayer Bowl, you get a gift suite and a Fossil watch. The Sun Bowl, gift suite, Timely Watch Company watch. Majestic Pro Base, that's a fleece pullover. OGO backpack, an Under Armour cap, and a coin. The Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, you get a gift suite and a Fossil watch. Academy Sports and Outdoor Texas Bowl, gift suite, Academy Sports and Outdoor gift card, Adidas duffel bag, and a belt buckle. San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl, gift suite, Fossil watch, OGO backpack, Military Bowl, Rock'em socks, Under Armour beanie and backpack, Heart of Dallas Bowl, gift suite and a football, Independence Bowl, gift suite, Timely Watch Company watch, New Era skull cap and a football, the Pinstripe Bowl from New Era, you get New Era products, Cactus Bowl, a Yeti cooler and tumbler, Fossil watch, OGO backpack, legendary hat, JBL Flip Force four-speaker blanket as well. Outback Bowl, Jostens Ring, Fossil watch, $125 Best Buy gift card, Outback Bowl steakhouse gift card, and a hat. Citrus Bowl, $400 Best Buy player shopping trip, Timely Watch Company watch. Chick-fil-A Bowl, $300 vanilla Visa card by Incom. Ultimate Ears, Wonder Boom Bluetooth speaker, Fossil watch, and a football. Capital One Orange Bowl, gift suite, Torno watch, Life Brand hat, ice shaker, water bottle, and a shaker cup.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in beautiful downtown Hummel's Wharf. And very pleased to be joined by the head basketball coach at Bucknell, Nathan Davis. Coach, welcome. It's great to have you back with us.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that. You're the only guest that ever says that. It means it. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm the one you pay the most.
We actually do give all the guests the same amount, Nathan. And you know what that amount is.
I won't repeat it. I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
No, that's right. Okay. You had to go on the road, and you had to play Northeastern. What were a couple things that played out in each half that you know you're going to have to work on going forward?
I think for us, it's kind of been a consistent theme, is just our overall consistency. I think that whenever you play good teams, obviously you have a lot of smaller margin for error. And when we make errors, we've compounded them a little bit. And so instead of it being a two or three possession error, it ends up being a couple minutes, and that's just tough to overcome. And it's not just offense or defense. It's sometimes a little bit of both, to be honest with you.
I want to ask about the defensive part of it. Are you playing well enough defensively that to keep you in games, or is that something that needs to improve?
It needs to improve. Against Vermont, we did. When we had some structure we weren't going, we did defend well enough to keep ourselves in it. In the other two most recent games, St. Joe's and Northeastern, we did not. So that's something we're certainly fighting with.
Okay, you mentioned you did not. All right, what didn't you do in that stretch right there that you know that when you see it, it's really good?
Well, I think that it's a weird thing, and that I think a lot of it is what you call paralysis by analysis and overthinking things. And so we're not flying around the way we need to be. We're looking at where things are being done and how they're doing it, as opposed to reacting and playing with our hair on fire.
this is also a time where Bucknell's a great academic school, and finals are now upon us. So how do you need to schedule and work around finals in order to get practices in so that when you get back to playing VCU down in Richmond on the 16th, a week from Saturday, you'll have some semblance of being ready to go?
Well, I mean, the reality is there's a high – when you're 18 or 22 years old and you're in an exam, it's a high-stress time. And even the last week or so, there's a lot of papers and stuff and midterms being taken and all that stuff that you got to get through. And so there's a balancing act that you said you got to do. So what we'll do is we took today's a reading day here. Tomorrow we'll take off, which is the first exam day. Then they don't have tests Saturday and Sunday. So after they're done Friday, we'll get in Friday evening. We'll go Saturday for a little while. We'll go Sunday. And a lot of that will be just about getting up and down and trying to stay fresh, you know. And then we'll get in a couple times next week based on their exams. Obviously, if anyone's got something that they got to do for class, they got to go do that. There's no issue with that, and they got to miss something. But a lot of really Monday will be off. Tuesday will be a lot of just trying to stay in shape for the most part, and get up and down for an hour, just to kind of get up and down and get your wind going. And then Thursday and Friday will be the big, once they're done, most of our guys are done Wednesday. We got a couple guys that have some tests on Thursday, but Thursday and Friday will end up being our big prep days for VCU.
You ended up with 10 games in a 26-day span. It's at the end of this run, what did your legs look like when you're out there? And were there times where you felt like, because of the compressed schedule, that you had maybe a little quicksand out there at times?
What I think is even like you said, even as much as those games, there's just the mental aspect of it between balancing class as you get down at the end with what they're doing, the travel. And then you don't want to give them as a coach, you don't want to give them excuses, but the reality is we've played a lot of really good teams where we don't have any games where you show up and can play poorly and win. We're playing games where we show up and we have a poor 4 or 5 minutes and we're in a lot of trouble. And so just the mental fatigue, I think, as much as anything, is something you got to work to get through. And I'm looking forward to the exams where there's no class and they're kind of professional basketball players for a month, and they aren't worrying about what they have to do tomorrow in class or this or that. And now that we get coming out of exams, we finally get to that point where we have really 2 days between everything for the most part, which will hopefully allow us to be fresher moving forward. Yeah. But everyone across the country is kind of doing the same thing. So we've all got to deal with it. Right. We just got to find a way to manage it.
Right. No, I understand that. But it's something that I think as you're playing games, fans see games, but they don't see 7 out of 10 on the road. They don't see, for example, quick turnarounds where you're doing shoot-arounds and scouting reports and not full practices. I mean, by looking at your schedule, I'm going to guess that you've had maybe 4 full practices in the last 25 days.
We have had, it's a good question. The last time we had a full all-out practice where we could really do stuff, we've had one probably since our first game.
Yeah, wow.
And that was the day after Thanksgiving. We've really had one, because basically we've been going, like you said, you got to bounce. We're at Monmouth on the 10th. That's, again, it starts at 8. We fly to Arkansas the next morning.
Yeah, right.
We get back
exactly.
from Arkansas on Sunday night. We get back at like 2 in the morning, and we got to play 2 days later at North Carolina, and then it's 2 days later. There's no doubt. I think the reality of the situation is the travel and stuff is not ideal. But like I said, everyone's got to deal with it in one way or another. Right. And we've done a lot of good things. Like, we're disappointed to be 4-6, but we've done a lot of good things.
They've done a lot of good things. And you also know how to coach when it comes, because you've done this before, as to how to do quick turnarounds. But at the same time, how anxious are you to get them on a practice court and say, okay, everybody, deep breath. This is what we need to correct, and we're going to spend some time out here, and we're going to do it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think that one of the great things about the schedule we've played is it exposes what you've got to work on. We know what we got to get better at. I think the good thing is that the things we need to get better at, we control. We're not like we have to do stuff we haven't done before. We just really got to do it better and do it more consistently. So having the opportunity to get out there and practice and do stuff consistently over and over and over again, as opposed to trying to balance, okay, we got to play tomorrow. I can't have Nana Fallon chasing the ball around for 2.5 hours before we play,
right.
Because you got to find that balance. And having some days coming up here where we can really focus on ourselves and and things we need to be better at without even having to focus on a VCU or a Richmond or LaSalle, but really go back to kind of like you're doing in the preseason where you're focused on yourself, again, to work on those things specifically you need to get better at, as opposed to how to defend the other team.
Based on the caliber opponent you've faced, have you seen a mental toughness out of your team?
Yeah, I think that we've shown it. As you'd expect with the guys we have back, I think that we've shown it at times. I thought the way we responded after losing to St. Joe's and the way we came back against Vermont showed a ton of mental toughness. So Vermont's really probably one of the top four or five teams we played this year, and we played very well that day and did the things we needed to do to be kind of a championship-type team as far as concentration, effort, and focus. So we've seen it. But again, it's something that I think everyone's got to do it right now. No one, I don't think you'll find a single coach in the country that's ecstatic about where they are. Maybe Jay Wright. He might be feeling pretty good about it.
Jay feels good.
or Mike Krzyzewski, one of those guys. But I mean, even Tom Izzo, I remember watching them play. They played Duke earlier in the year. He wasn't too happy with the way that went. It's a process. I don't think anyone's as good as they hope to be at the end right now as it should be. And we'll get to the work. We'll get grinding. And I look forward to seeing how much better we get over the next few weeks.
Tommy's 1-10 against Duke. I'm sure he's thinking about that.
I think a lot of people can say they're 1-10 against Duke.
There are very few people. That's why I always laugh when people talk about coaches' records in close games. Like, the coach may be 6-4 in games decided by 5 points or less. You'll find Krzyzewski's numbers are the same as everybody else. The problem is he's never in those games.
That's right. That's right.
Zach Thomas has been averaging better than 20 a game, almost 25 a game. You get to be a marked guy after a while. Are you seeing him being a marked guy, and how has he handled that a lot like Haas had to?
I think that we have seen it some, and I think that it's a work in progress. I think you don't score that many points in the way he does unless you're doing something really well. But I think that it's one of those things where, as a group, we got to do a better job at times of getting it open, and he's got to do a better job of taking advantage of the fact that people are going to guard him differently now, and get some other guys open. Because the best way to get yourself open in those situations is if you can start getting some other guys open, they're going to start helping again.
Right,
and that
exactly.
Was your shot. You look at one example we actually used with them in the game last night, because Northeastern was trying to take him away and not giving any help at all. Actually, Maryland did the same thing, and in the first half, we got a lot of points off him. Northeastern was kind of doing the same thing, and you look at really great examples like Golden State Warriors and the number of screens that Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and those guys set for Andre Iguodala and things like that to get other guys' shots. All of a sudden, like, oh, no, I got to help. Bang, there comes your shot. There's your chance to drive. And so we got to do a better job of putting him in positions where he can get other guys' shots.
Let's see. I think Maddie's on Thursday. Is that your first one coming up?
12 o'clock tomorrow, Maddie's. Maddie's Sporthouse Grill.
Well, see, there you go, Sean. Basketball.
Love it.
All right.
We'll get there.
Don't expect the football color analyst to be there. Nathan, it's just the way he is. He's just,
that's all right.
When it was football, even when it was football season, he didn't go. Company holiday party, no show.
Picked a spot.
Some people have a star quality to them, Nathan. You and I are just down-to-earth people like Sean.
Absolutely. I'm a man of the people.
Yes. You always are. Nathan, thanks so much for the time. Good luck with the work on the practice court. Get a little bit of sleep, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Nathan Davis, I'm really doing a great job as the head basketball coach at Bucknell. Great to have him on the show. We'll have him on again next week as they get ready for VCU. Look, they're 3-0 at home this year. They played 7 games on the road, but they're 3-0 at home. They need more home games. But believe me, they'll be a much better team playing in the Patriot because of the schedule they played so far. So see, Maddie's tomorrow night. He's there.
Absolutely.
I mean, Doug will be there.
Mm-hmm. He'll be the MC.
And then there's...
I have to come in early tomorrow morning and take care of On the Mark and a few other things. So, yeah, I'll make time for lunch. Sure.
Of course you will.
I'll be there.
You're a dedicated Bucknell booster. Some people are just in it for the money.
Who could that be?
Unless he thinks he can sell Nathan digital media. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Penn's Tavern is where you want to celebrate this holiday season. Whatever feel you're looking for, Penn's Tavern along the Susquehanna River can accommodate your needs. Mountain stone walls and wood floors can be found in the original dining area, giving you that old world charm. Continue back to the newly renovated River Room with 12 PA microbrews on tap. Grab a burger and sit back and relax in this cozy pub area. Penn's Tavern has the best gift certificate offer for the holidays. Buy 5 gift certificates of the same denomination and receive a 6th one free. Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147, 5 miles south of Sunbury.
I think Nathan brings up a good point. I mean, you and Nathan, myself, we're just among the people.
That's right, yeah.
But is El Cuterone? Kind of seems to pick and choose where he's
so when I had to
be.
Stop by his office an hour ago before we fired up our show, when he was taking care of the issue that I was going through, I was right behind him, right behind his left shoulder, and he turns to me and he goes, "You don't have a cold, do you?" I go, "No, I'm fine." He goes,
"What?"
No, he's like, "Don't take it personal. I got a big weekend." It's like, yeah, I know. The Shikellamy basketball premiere is this Friday and Saturday on WKOK. I understand that. He goes, "Don't take it personal." It's like, I'm fine. It's like, I wouldn't hover over you if I wasn't feeling well. See, just when you thought you heard everything, let me throw that at you. I'm not making that up.
I know you're not. Yeah. I give the same instructions at Mass when I've got a bowl game coming up. All right, so. on the Kiss of Peace thing, forget it. It's just wave. Do the same thing when it comes to the NCAA tournament. Nah, nobody touch me. So I know what it's like to be, you know, having the same attitude when it comes to the Shikellamy band jam or whatever it is. I got a big weekend coming up.
Oh. Yes, we've been counting down to Hoopapalooza up in Towanda all week. Yeah, and we know that starts Friday. Yeah, we know. You'll be ready. Chief will be ready.
Oh, Chief's always ready. My goodness, he's got to carry the whole thing. All right, so.
well, maybe not Saturday. Then Kevin says to me, then he goes, "I may be Doug Birdsonging it on Saturday. Dave may not be there." I go, "You'll handle it." It was that one time last season where Chief wasn't feeling well and had to, call an audible mid-game, and you got through it without any trouble.
It's a 32-minute game. Okay. Okay, 3-2. 32 minutes. Okay, I think you can handle it. Take it home. All right.
By the way, it is official, four-letter up. Posting a story here within the last 10 minutes, Roger Goodell signing his contract extension to state commissioner of the National Football League.
It's got a lot of, it's being reported it's like $40, $45, $50 million, but actually it builds up in incentives to get there. So that's where it comes from, is it's the incentive part. It's not quite what.
So it makes you wonder what his league minimum is per year.
Supposedly the base is like $3.5 million, but he's already done so many things in it that a lot of incentives already kick in.
That's amazing that it would start at 3.5, and certain years he has pulled well over 30 to 40.
It's probably because of the way the TV contracts are. Where there's all sorts of things in there that. No. Let me put it this way. Jane Skinner, his wife, has no problem going to Macy's and buying out a section.
You won't see her in any newscast anytime soon.
No, she's not going back to Fox.
No.
Anytime soon. No need. So, yeah, he's... UCLA cancels Montana game due to the wildfires. You know, the wildfire thing in California, I mean, I feel lucky that Penn State's in the Fiesta Bowl this year and not going to the Rose Bowl because of the... I mean, have you seen pictures of the fires there?
It's getting really dicey, and actually 100.9 The Valley has the John Tesh radio show. We received an email from John's producer about an hour or two ago, and literally the fires are just down the road from John and Connie Selica's house. So they're literally waiting to get word, if they have to evacuate. And there's a picture of John out in his driveway hosing down his property.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad out there. And I mentioned a little earlier the Los Angeles Rams they modified their practice or scrapped their practice today. So.
They changed it to a walkthrough, is what they did. So they modified it. Let's see.
I was able to get in touch with a Rams beat reporter. We'll have him on tomorrow. Rich Hammond going to join us tomorrow. Okay. I thought we'd get the Rams perspective since we're going into a pretty good ball game coming up on Sunday between the Rams and the Eagles. Especially since the Eagles have just stayed out in the left coast all week long.
UCLA also canceled their classes today. Wow. I mean, and not only that, have you seen the wind? The winds. The Santa Ana winds are just driving these things. Driving them. Wow. I mean, I saw a picture of that today. Because I really hadn't, to be honest with you, sometimes when you're go, and in all seriousness, I think everyone knows I've spent a lot of time on the road the last 3 weeks. So that means you got to travel one night, do the game, then you got to travel after the game. And I've only been keeping up with bits and pieces of news along the way. Well, I finally had a chance to sit down this morning and really go through it, and I was taken aback at how bad the fires were in Southern California, because I knew the Northern California ones. I mean, damn, fine, but I just had not realized how awful they were and how bad. Wow, it's one of the reasons why my cousin George was in the his story. I've told it before. How he's in the L.A. County Sheriff's Transportation group, and he drove OJ back and forth to the trial. He's in a rotation as to when he did it. He moved to Idaho. He retired, but he moved to Idaho. So the last time I saw him, we were talking, and I said, why Idaho? He says, Steve, I had to get out of Southern California. So between the wildfires, the mudslides. He says, I finally had earthquakes. He said, I had enough. Andrew Callahan next hour, 24/7 Sports. We'll talk Penn State football with him. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.